John, it's the season opener against Featherstone Rovers at Oddsall on Sunday. How's your preparations been going this week?
This week's been tremendous. I think there's an air of relief amongst the players and the coaches that pre-season is finally over, and it's now really specific preparation for the opposition that's coming up. And obviously in round one, that's Featherstone Rovers. So it's been really good to get your teeth into that 80 minutes on Sunday at 3 o'clock at Oddsall.
It's been a hectic pre-season, 6 pre-season games. Is that going to give you a bit of an edge over Featherstone, who've not played as many?
Well, Featherstone played 5. So they've had a hectic pre-season as well. And I think we've played too many, but there's extenuating circumstances behind that with the Yorkshire Cup coming in late, etc. We could go through all that, as I'm sure there is at Featherstone as well. But we've played 6, but I've made sure there's only 2 players gone above 300 minutes. Matty Staunton's done about 312 and Ross Oakes did about 306. So everybody else is under 300 minutes. So we've managed the game time and they haven't been overexposed to pre-season games, but I believe they've been exposed enough to make sure that the game ready comes Sunday at 3 o'clock.
In terms of the squad, John, is there an injury update on Elliot Minchella, Joe Keyes and Ashley Gibson?
Dalton Grant's missing. He'll be missed for another couple of 3 weeks with that groin injury. Ashley's still struggling with his shoulder injury they picked up against Batley in the first minute. Joe's suffering from back spasms, but we've actually identified the reasoning behind it and is now undergoing a rehab course for that. But he won't be available, but we're hoping he'll be available pretty imminently. And then obviously in the forward pack, we've got people like Ross Pelletier, who's a longer term one, Ollie Wilson, who's similarly slow, and Callum Bustin. So those 6 players are definitely out. But apart from that, we've got everybody else to pick from. And the reason we went for a big squad, and I think it's a big squad with quality, is for this very reason. And obviously when those players feed back in as well, they'll add even more competition to places.
With Joe Keyes out, does that potentially mean it'll be Jordan Lilley-Dane Chisholm in the halves?
Yeah, the likelihood's that, yes. I think everybody will see once it's announced, but that's the likelihood, because I think Rowan has had a tremendous pre-season, but I didn't think he was at his best against Toronto, and I think Rowan will agree with that. So, you've got to pick the players who you feel have contributed the best consistently over pre-season, and that's what we've done as a coaching staff. It's been tough picking, first of all, the 13, then the 17, then obviously the 19, but we feel we've got it right when it's announced, and we feel it'll be representative of our great club.
After the pre-season, John, how difficult was it reaching a decision with yourself, Lee Beattie, Mark Dunning, John Bastian, Gareth Carvel, on that 19 that are going to be in the squad for Featherstone?
It was very difficult because obviously, there's certain priorities. We've got to start well. We acknowledge that we were taking a step up from last year. We acknowledge that Featherstone have recruited very well and they've grown stronger, immensely stronger in the past couple of weeks with the Boas brothers and with Cameron King and with the Papua New Guinean centre and with Dan Smith joining them from Huddersfield and with the young kid at fullback joining them from Castleford. So they've strengthened with this game in mind, with the start of the season in mind, so we know it'll be a heck of a challenge, and that's been part of the reasoning that we've made the selection that we have.
You were at Featherstone Sunday gone. You saw them narrowly lose to a very youthful Leeds side. What did you learn from that game? Did you pick anything up from that Featherstone performance?
We picked loads up, yeah, but what you've got to realise as well, Mick, is that the fact they lost the second half, but for 30 minutes of the second half, they'd both pivots taken off, they'd got Tete, the centre, taken off. So he'd done basically, the Featherstone coach, what I'd done against Toronto. And we played an academy team for the last 20 minutes against Toronto, which blew the scoreline out. They played their reserve team for the last half hour against Leeds, which blew the score out there. But that first half, for the first 50 minutes, Featherstone were very, very good indeed. And yes, we have learned a great deal, and hopefully we'll put that to good use.
It promised to be a fantastic occasion at Oddsall on Sunday, the start of the new Betfred Championship season, John.
Yeah, well, it's going to be a great weekend, isn't it? I mean, there's some corking games throughout, But obviously, I think ours, I would do with being biased, but I think ours is one of the standouts because we want to be challenging for the playoff places. I'm certain that Feathers will. They've been renowned as an elite championship team for a number of years, so this will be a real good benchmark. Should we be able to get a result and play well against Featherstone, I think that will build our confidence even further, and we can look forward with a great deal of optimism for the rest of the season.
You've just recently announced a pre-season friendly. Is that for the reserves against Hunslet?
It is, yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's Hunslet, obviously. I mean, I'm friends with Gary Thornton. I think he's a real good coach. And Gary's obviously, their season doesn't start, I think it's the back end of February. So they're going to be kicking their heels unless they play people who they're going to play in the league season. He didn't want to do that. He realised we've got a number of players where our 19s don't start either till the end of February. So what we agreed to do was whoever plays on the Friday night against Sheffield in our first team will not feature whatsoever. But it'll give everybody else a run who's in the first team squad, as well as some of the more senior of the 19s who we feel are ready to withstand the rigours of playing against men. They'll get a shot as well. And obviously, Hunslet are a very good standard opposition, as we knew from last year. But this year, they'll be really will fancy their chances of getting promoted from League One. So it will benefit them, but it'll certainly benefit us to keep us game ready, to keep us match sharp, and to see how good our fringe and young players are.
The new rule changes, John, I've not approached you about this yet. They've been in play for the last three pre-season games against Huddersfield, Batley and Toronto. 35 seconds for a scrum, 30 seconds for a goal line dropout, 80 seconds for a conversion. Is it too early to say if it's working or not?
I think it is. I could tell you why it's working, Mick, because when I'm doing my clips, I get them in first half and second half. Well, some of the games last year, my first half was 50 to 53 minutes. Well, they've all been between 40 and 45. So the game's certainly speeded up. It's cut out a lot of dead time. I'm all in favour of it because we have got full-time players, so we want the ball in play so that we feel our conditioning can come into play. And also, I think what will be assisted by speeding it up, not only the shot clock and the goal-kicking clock, what will help us as well, I feel, is this eight-man interchange. Whereas, you know, we've planned and prepared for that in this first game, and I may well show my hand in that mix, so you may well pick that up from how we're going to approach this eight-man interchange for during the regular season. But I think it will benefit Bradford Bulls immensely.
And it's certainly going to benefit those players that can play in a whole magnitude of different positions like Sam Hallis and Manny Wilder.
Exactly right. There's condition inside where you want middles who can go past the standard sort of 40 to 45 minutes in two stints. You want middles who can go past that. But the other one is you want players who could play in numerous positions. You've hit that bang on so that you're covered for injuries and you can alter your shape of your team should things not be going right. So you've hit it on the head there. And yes, you'll see my hand being shown on Sunday against Featherston.
And just finally, John, what's your message been to those under-19 players who've had a first taste whetting the appetite a little bit in those games against Huddersfield and Toronto, you know, playing against former NRL Super League players?
Well, they'll get another chance to test themselves against Hunslet, as we've already mentioned, but it's, you know, that's what it's like, and that's how difficult it is, and that's the standard you've got to achieve should you want to be an elite rugby league player. So I think it's been really good for them, that. I think it's benefited people like Eben Skern immensely, and it'll be good to see him, hopefully, take that into the academy season and hopefully continue to progress and improve so that at the end of the season we're thinking, wow, we need to get this kid in on the first team roster.